So don't run.
Just stall for time. Let me just get.
All right, I'll stall. I'll rap about it. Let me know what you saw later, huh? Have a good day today.
Excellent day today.
Excellent. You know, we presented the sunset today. I played Bobby Wayne backwards. You know. You know what? You're from the place up. Yeah, I noticed you're asleep today. I looked at the wheel again.
My turn.
Hey, take care. I'll see you tomorrow night, huh? It's all yours, Clark.
Thank you.
It's all right. Don't push. Hit the ID.
WCBS FM, New York.
Right, he said WCBS FM, New York. That's legal. Legal enough.
Okay.
So we're cool with the FCC, right? 9:30, and Steve Clark is getting organized here.
Wait a minute. Let me get my papers together.
Why don't you play a record then after listening to you schmata around?
Yeah, right. I should do that. If it's really hassling the public, right? Do you care, public, if I hassle you? I think they do. Let's play some music. You know, don't stand up, you'll fit the canoe.
Now, you do something weird with the microphones, man. I don't know what it is, but, like, it takes me a half hour to get...
I fit on him.
No, you... Like, you ruined the microphones, Babaloo. You know, what did you do here, man? Let me get this... This one.
I don't know. You got
no, the right
light
bulb. No, a little spray. Not on me, man. Like, it's congesting my nose, man. Kind of relax. Are they hooked up now? Nice. Microphones ready. I think we can do a show now. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Hey, don't forget to leave the cigarettes, man, do we? Okay, everything's set, now get out of here, will you? Steve Steam Clark, the electric steam boy, riding my percolator, radiator.
driving fool is a crying thing. While I bear the blame, she left my name. With music softly playing,
on a two-way street. Moments at CBS FM. It's 11:10. Steve Clark messing around girls in between all those math problems and that history bit about who did what to whom 100 years ago. Don't you ever wish there was a period where you and you only were important? Where you could find out about the today things that are bothering you and you alone? Well, there is in today's home economics class, and it's probably a lot different from what you thought it is or was. Anyway, sure, I mean, you can learn a lot of practical stuff like how to do your hair and your face and how to spend your money smarter and a lot of other stuff about family living. But I'll bet you didn't know that most schools have a home economics course that zeroes in on your problems. Did you know that? Did you know that? Well, it's a course that will discuss your dates, how to get them, how to handle them. Sure. And that will keep your parents from grounding you because you'll get to understand each other better. Yeah, I gotta read this magazine, man. This is the whole thing. Who wrote this? Sigmund Freud? That'll discuss the most important personal problems you have or you can think of. So why don't you get down to the home economics class and find out where it's all happening? Have a talk with the teacher and ask her about, or him, yeah, that's cool too, about the different courses you can get. And ask her about the Groovy magazine that ties it all together for you. Co-ed, the magazine that 3,500,000 teenage girls are picking up every month and finding there is an answer to some of those problems. Some of them, man. You know, like, not, I mean, all of them, that's like a heavy order, but some. And there's also fashion and beauty news, recipes and decorating hints, some fiction and articles that tell it to you like it really is, you know? So why not have a talk now with a teacher who cares? Now, it could lead to a lot of talk about things you want to know in the home economics course. So do it next semester.
They say war is not healthy for children and other living things. That's the Amboy Dukes. The name implies a hard core, and it should. The commitment to little people and the underdog is strong. But that's the gentle side of the Amboy Dukes' new Polydor LP. Now, dig the tough side with a brilliant guitar run by Ted Nugent. Amboy Dukes' new LP is cynically titled Marriage on the Rock, hyphen, Rock Bottom. The Amboy Dukes, tough listening on Polydor. Now it's your local dealer.
My local dealer. Available at all Record Hunter stores for $2.99.
From the Dells.
Listen to WCBS higher.
song. What's your electric light? Now we can get down to what it really wants.
Moondance album, Caravan, by Van Morrison. And you know, if you open an account at the New Chelsea National Branch at 111 John Street, you won't get a clock radio or a toaster. You'll get something a lot more important, undivided attention. You see, we're still young, and so we can afford to give more time and attention than the fat cat banks can afford to give, or need to give. And we feel that somehow financial attention has more going for it than a clock radio any day of the week. Now, you've done business with the fat cat banks. Now do business with the Pussycat Bank, Chelsea National Bank, member of the FDIC.
John Phillips.
April and the big bandana round the head. Pretty Ann with the peacock feathers fancy. That the stash around the waist to turn to bed. And the jingle jagged faggot friend is dead.
John Dobbs.
I'm seven for a prophecy to anyone.
At last, a solo album by John Phillips on Dunhill Records, featuring 10 new John Phillips originals.
Early in the morning, it's you right down to the river. Hoping on to
John Phillips on Dunhill Records.
Just a dog.
Available in all record hunter stores in Manhattan and music makers on Porter Road in the Bronx. I want you to turn back the hands of time and remember the lady that was the first one. And just think about it for a while. Dutch to rise, call 541-9640 because the Gossard is here.
Oh, Diane, I'm so lonely without you. Can't sleep at night, always thinking about you. But if I had the chance to start all over, I would be wishing today on a four-leaf clover, and leaving would be the last thing on my mind if I could turn back the hands of time. Oh, baby, oh, darling, I can't hold out much longer. The pain is getting deep. All the hurt is getting stronger. But if I had just one more try, I would be ever alone until the day I die. And we would have a love so divine if I could turn back the hands of time. Oh, baby. Remember, girl, that I love you. Oh, darling,
let me come back home. Your love has been so good to me, baby, and I just realized, oh darling, I can't go on. But for your the other hand, that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And even with you, the last thing on my mind, if I could turn back the hands of time.
Five stair steps at 1121 with Gus Gossard from 101 in Multiplex Stereo. Child.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Tomorrow between 70 and 75, I don't think we have to worry about the cold, hot, just the sun.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk, the almighty Hawk, Mr. Wind, takes care of any business around wintertime. The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements, nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. I mean, really socking it to me. When the boiler would bust and the heat was gone, Jim, I had to get fully dressed before I could go to bed. Of course, I couldn't put on my goulash because they had buckles on them. My folks didn't play that. They said, don't you tear up my bed clothes with them goulashes on. But I was fortunate. As soon as I was big enough to get a job, save enough money, get a ticket, catch anything, I split. I said, one day I'm going to return, and I'm going to straighten it all out. And I'm about ready to go back now. So I thought I'd tell you about it. They say this is a big rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead end street in a city without a heart. I learned to fight before I was six. The only way I could get along. But when you're raised on a dead end street, you gotta be tough and strong. Now, all the guys I know getting in trouble, that's how it's always been. When the odds are all against you, how can you win? I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. But I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't never gonna come back again. Never. No. I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. But I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't gonna never come back again. No. I ain't gonna come back to this dead end street no more. No, 'cause I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna save my dough. Get away from here. I ain't gonna come back no more. I'm tired of a dead end street. I wanna get out in the world and learn something. I'm tired of breaking my back. I wanna start you with my mind.
WCBS-FM, New York.
Florida governor denies shooting threats against U.S. Marshals. That's the big story at 11:30. The temperature in Midtown Manhattan, 56. Weather, in a word, warm. For WCBS-FM, I'm Jeff Scott. An aide to Florida's Governor Claude Kirk has denied that any representative of the office said federal marshals might be fired upon. A U.S. attorney says a warning to that effect was relayed to him today. He claims he was told that if federal marshals attempt to enter the county school board headquarters to arrest any persons, they would be shot at. The governor's chief aide and the sheriff locked themselves inside an office today when marshals tried to arrest them for obstructing integration orders. In New York, a Times Square area woman has been arrested for possession of an alleged $2 million worth of cocaine. And the president of Hunter College says that she'll sustain the appeal of a popular sociology professor whose pending dismissal led to student protests. And the Federal Aviation Administration reports delays up to 50 minutes at Kennedy Airport. Delays of up to 30 minutes are reported at LaGuardia and less than 30 minutes at Newark. Publishers and printers of New York's four major daily newspapers have begun talking money, leading to hope in some quarters that a weekend press blackout could be avoided. Strike threats continue to be heard, however. The New York Newspaper Guild has renewed its vow to strike the New York Post by Monday at the latest. Also from New York, NBC News reports that one of its cameramen has apparently been captured by the Viet Cong in Cambodia. two other American newsmen and a CBS cameraman were reported captured earlier this week. In Washington, President Nixon has accused the Senate of prejudice against Supreme Court nominees from the South. Leaders of the fight against the Carswell nomination have responded by saying that they rejected Carswell and his merits as a judge, not because of where he comes from. Republican Edward Brooke of Massachusetts says that many who opposed Carswell will gladly confirm a Southerner and a strict constructionist who is qualified. The Apollo 13 astronaut's boss, Donald Slayton, is optimistic about chances that the moon flight will get off as scheduled on Saturday. Following rookie John Swigert's full day in spaceship simulators, Slayton reports, "We think we are ready to go." An Israeli military spokesman says that there's reason to believe that the only target struck in a raid on Egypt yesterday was a military installation. He says there are reports that Egyptian officials had declined to take newsmen to the scene of what they claim was the bombing of a primary school. From London comes the report that Paul McCartney has left the Beatles, according to a front-page article in the Daily Mirror. This story was just issued tonight, and the article published in the early editions of the Friday morning newspaper said that McCartney would announce his decision in a no-holds-barred statement tomorrow. "I have no future plans to record or appear with the Beatles again or to write any more music with John Lennon," the Mirror quoted McCartney's statement. The article said the statement, which was apparently locked up in the Beatles' Apple Corporation headquarters, would mean the end of Britain's most famous pop group. McCartney announced earlier this week a series of solo ventures, which would keep him away from recording with the rest of the quartet for several months. In sports, the Mets were topped by the Pirates 2-1 at Pittsburgh. The Yankees beat Boston 4-3, and Boston beat the Rangers 5-3 tonight. Now, the weather forecast for New York City: clearing tonight with low in the mid-40s, mostly sunny tomorrow with high in the mid-60s, fair and mild Friday night and Saturday. Precipitation possibility near zero tonight through Friday night. At 11:33, the temperature roundup for the greater New York area shows Islip, Long Island, reporting 54, Westport, Connecticut, with 53, up at Westchester, it's 54, and over in New Jersey at Montclair, it's 54. And at WCBS-FM in Midtown Manhattan, where all the action is, the present temperature is 56 degrees.
The old man turned off the radio, said, "Where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. They play it in the strangest ways. Said it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of you cries, what is truth?" Little boy of three, sitting on the floor, looks up and says, "Daddy, what is war?" "Son, that's when people fight and die." A little boy of three says, "Daddy, why?" "Young man, I'm 17 in Sunday school, being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of you for asking what is true?" Sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, "Raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear." The man looked down at his long hair, and although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of you cries, "What is truth?" Young girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. Young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of you find what is true. And the lonely voice of you cries.
Right. People sneaking in on us, finding out what's happening.
True.
Johnny Cash. I thought I might stick this in for you. Fogerty and Creedence from the album Bayou Country, as we're pushing midnight with Gus Gossard from 101 in stereo.
Oh,
know you could have been born on the bayou, baby, but that's all right. Because if you play your cards right, you can catch yourself a big, rich city man. He'll take good care of you, and all you gotta be is a woman.
I was born on the
really want to be made a woman and understand what a true woman can feel, listen to what Melanie has to say about what I feel, Manhattan ladies.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter, 'cause it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and then she goes.
There's no time to lose.
I heard her say, you gotta catch your dreams before they run away. Dying all the time, your dreams and you might lose your mind. Is life unkind?
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. You're a New York lady, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Melanie.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
CBS FM.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Goodbye, Ruby
Dynamite
Tuesday.
Jaggerson write her a letter and tell her, thank you, lady, for doing such a good job with my song.
Life is a drag without students. For Sue Evans, or just regular. Sid's pants. All over. All over. All over.
You'll know what they mean when you see Sid's dynamite selection of Levi's. Take Nouveau Levi's. They're long, lean, and made of the fabulous stay-pressed fabric that never loses its crease. Or jumps into a pair of wild stretch Levi's, the trim-fitting rugged dungaree, in all the latest light shades. Remember, it's Sid's for free alterations, including custom tapering. Let Sid's do the thing for you. Sid's really says it best for all Levi's, with new styles, fabrics, and colors. So do a tour with Sid's. Sid's pants stores in Long Island's at Green Acres, Roosevelt Field, Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington, South Shore Mall in Bayshore, Mid-Island Plaza in Hicksville, Main Street in Hempstead, and the new Smith Haven Mall, other stores in Queens, Brooklyn, Westchester, Nanuet, and the Willowbrook Shopping Center in Wayne, New Jersey.
Here's a great new record album that's really out of sight. It's Columbia's Top of the Rock. 30 of today's big hits by 30 of today's big stars. Fantastic stars like Santana, Chicago, Johnny Winter, Laura Nero, Jeff Beck, Gary Puckett, Janis Joplin, Sly and the Family Stone, The Flock, and many more. 30 real hits by 30 real people on two big stereo LPs. A sensational direct buy mail bargain for a must $4.95. Order now, you get a third LP as a bonus. 10 more cuts featuring O.C. Smith, Aretha Franklin, Mongo Santa Maria, Peaches, and even Herb. A total of 40 great tracks, 40 artists in all, three big LPs. Here's how you order. Phone area 212-867-7322. That's 867-7322. Or save COD charges by sending $4.95 to Top of the Rock, WCBS FM, New York 10019. Act now, get a special bonus record, 40 great hits in all. To order, send $4.95 to Top of the Rock, WCBS FM, New York 10019, or phone 867-7322.
Mr. Walker's got himself a national smash. Talking about holding on to that feeling. My friend, if you've got yourself a lady right now, quit messing around. Good God, grab a hold of her and tell you love her. nothing. This is a new record from Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival. First in New York from CBS FM. I'm Gus Gossard and I'm up around the bend. I think.
There's a place on my head and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sink and ship behind. Come on the rising wind. Let's turn up around the bend. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Let her get proud and get good. Get your ride to the end of the highway. Every neon signs you would. Come on the rising wind. Let's turn up around the bend. You can ponder perpetual motion. Fix your mind on a crystal. Always time for good conversation. Never near forward what you say. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
A reservation at any Sheraton Hotel or Motor Inn in the world, all you have to do is call
800-325-3535.
800-325-3535. Call it free anytime from anywhere in the continental United States when you want good food, a comfortable room, and service you'll remember.
800-325-3535.
Call it free. It's Sheridan's reservation number to end all reservation numbers.
800-325-3535.
B.J. Thomas in his Academy Award-winning performance.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
The song from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid takes the Oscar and titles a brilliant 10-tune album from B.J. Thomas.
God didn't make the green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. The sky's lovely with you.
We can go on together.
Award yourself the B.J. Thomas album, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Available on Scepter, wherever records are sold.
Available on Macy's Record Department.
Because you're hip and you're cool.
WCBS-FM, New York.
Midnight in the Apple with the Gossard. Cecilia.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, come on.
Summer night, no color, winter's day.
Of his hair, or the color of his skin.